भगवते वासुदेवाय। निगमकल्पतरुरगलितं फलं सुखमुकादमृता ध्रुवसंयुतं पिबत भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिकाभुवि भावुकाः। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं हुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1, 2, 3। Chapter 21, The Movements of the Sun. Shri Shuka Vacha Yethavan Eva Bhu Valayasya सन्निवेशः प्रमाण लक्षणतो व्यक्यातः। श्रीशुक उवाच। श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड एतावान् सो मच एव सडनली भूवलयस्य सन्निवेशः द अरेंजमेंट ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स प्रमाण लक्षणतः अकॉर्डिंग टू मेजरमेंट 50 क्रोर्स ऑफ योजनास और 4 बिलियन माइल्स in width and length and characteristics vyakyatah estimated translation by His Divine Grace Abhayachanaranda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. Shukadev Goswami said, my dear king, I have thus far described the diameter of the universe, 50 crores of yojanas or 4 billion miles and its general characteristics according to the estimations of learned scholars. Text number 2. Yetena hi divo mandalamanam tadvida उपदिशन्ति यथा द्विदलयोर् निष्पावादीनां ते अन्तरेणान्तरिक्षं तदुभय संदितं। ट्रान्स्लेशन्। As a grain of wheat is divided into two parts and one can estimate the size of the upper part by knowing that of the lower, so expert geographers instruct one can understand the measurements of the upper part of the universe by knowing those of the lower part. The sky between the earthly sphere and the heavenly sphere is called antariksha or outer space. It adjoins the top of the sphere of earth and the bottom of that of heaven. Text number 3. Yanmadya gato bhagavams tapatam patis tapana atapena trilokim pratapati avabhasatyati आत्मभाषा sa esha udagayana dakshinayana vaishuvata samnyabir mandya shaigraha samanabir gatibir arohana avarohana samana staneshu yata savanam abhipadyamano makaradishu rashishu ahoratrani dirghaharshva samanani vidate. Translation: in the midst of that region of outer space, Antariksha, is the most opulent sun, the king of all planets that emanate heat such as the moon. By the influence of its radiation, the sun heats the entire universe and maintains its proper order. It also gives light to help all living entities see. While passing towards the north, toward the south, or through the equator, in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said to move slowly, swiftly, or moderately, according to its movements in rising above, going beneath, or passing through the equator, and correspondingly coming in touch with various signs of the zodiac headed by Makara, Capricorn. Days and nights are short, long, or equal to one another. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma prays in Brahma Samhita 5.52. Yachakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta shuramurti rashesha teja yasya jnaya brahmati samritakala chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotate within the fixed orbit of the eternal time. The sun is a king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. Although the sun is described as Bhagavan, the most powerful, and although it is actually the most powerful planet within the universe, it nevertheless has to carry out the order of Govinda, Krishna. The sun god cannot deviate even an inch from the orbit of designated to him. Therefore, in every sphere of life, the supreme order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is carried out. The entire material nature carries out his orders. However, we foolishly see the activities of material nature without understanding the supreme order and supreme person behind them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakritihi, material nature carries out the orders of the Lord, and thus everything is maintained in an orderly way. Krishna Prashtaya Pitale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swamite Namah. Mukam Karo Divachalam Pangam Langayite Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinadaram Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here. This is one of the very difficult chapters for me to give explanation, movements of the sun, and the previous chapter is also equally difficult for me to understand as an individual. However, because of the mercy of all the Vaishnavas assembled here, I endeavor to speak few words which I pray to my Guru and Srila Prabhupada, that it could inspire some of us, or all of us. I'll repeat the verse, translation of second and third verse here. As a grain of wheat is divided into two parts, and one can estimate the size of the upper part by knowing that of the lower. So, expert geographers instruct one can understand the measurements of the upper part of the universe by knowing those of the lower part. The sky between the earthly sphere and the heavenly sphere is called antariksha, or outer space. It adjoins the top of the sphere of the earth and bottom of that of heaven. In the midst of that region of outer space, antariksha, is the most opulent sun, the king of all planets that emanate heat, such as the moon. By the influence of its radiation, the sun heats the universe and maintains its proper order. It also gives light to help all living entities see. While passing towards the north, toward the south, and through the equator, it, in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said to move slowly, swiftly, or moderately. According to its movements in raising above, going beneath, or passing through the equator, and correspondingly coming in touch with various signs of the zodiac, headed by Makara, Capricorn, days and nights are short, long, or equal to one another. Hare Krishna. Though this chapter is very difficult to start with, Srila Prabhupada, as merciful as ever, in his purport, he didn't touch upon the technicalities of the movements of the sun, so it makes my life little more easier. So he talks more about how the sun god, who is referred to as Bhagavan, Bhagavan means all-powerful, though he is referred as Bhagavan, he is supposed to follow the instructions and the orders given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So I am going to focus more on this point rather than going into the details of the movements of sun and its orbit and things like that, which are going to be covered in the later verses of this chapter. I'm sure there are many learned speakers around who can touch on those topics. So here Srila Prabhupada says, sun is the king of all planetary systems. So he's all powerful, he's the king of all planetary systems, and has unlimited potency in heat and light. So if any of us become very powerful, the immediate mood that we take in this material world generally is to become more arrogant and try to put down others and not follow any authority at all. So here Srila Prabhupada makes it clear, even though sun god is all powerful and he is the provider of light and heat to the entire universe, in spite of that, he has to follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we see in the material world, there's a typical tendency for all of us, all the jivas present in this material world, to be controllers. Right from the small ants. The ants think when they build their anthill, they think they are the controller, they are the proprietor of that anthill. Lord Brahma is thinking he is the proprietor of the universe. We start building so many houses all around. We say, this is my land, this is my property, this is my apartment. So we become controllers. When we say controller, or when we say we are powerful, then we should have the authority to do whatever we want to do. But we don't have. We are restricted by so many things. We do not know what time we are going to die. We may die at any moment. We don't have control over anything at all. So Similarly, the ants and other living entities in this material world. So here, although sun is described as Bhagavan, the most powerful, and although it is actually the most powerful planet within the universe, it nevertheless has to carry out the order of Govinda Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada makes it extremely clear, we can become so powerful within our own limited space and time, but still we are controlled by someone above. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we have to remain tolerant and humble. Only by remaining tolerant and humble we can cross over this material world. So in every sphere of life, the supreme order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is carried out. There is no other alternative. We may think we are the doers. We may think we are doing this, we are doing that, I am the manager, I am the controller, all these things. But everything has to be carried out under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without which there will definitely be a failure. So in our ISKCON world, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have many temples, many congregational centers, so many presidents, so many directors, so many management service devotees are there. Each one of us should remember this, that unless we carry out the instructions of the Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, all our endeavors will be futile in our attempts to please Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. So this point we should always remember. So in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, this material world has, this universe has got only one sun. Sun is only one, which gives the entire light and heat for the entire universe. Whereas in the spiritual world, there are millions of suns, millions of planets which are self-effulgent, whose emanations, whose light is produced from the Goloka Vrindavana, where Lord Sri Krishna personally reside. So we have to understand that this single planet sun, where the presiding deity is sun god, is providing heat and light, and because of which we are able to see, we can survive here, we can sustain here, which is a minute aspect of the entire creation. So we sometimes foolishly think the activities of the material nature without understanding the supreme order. Everything we do should be in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we don't relate everything to Supreme Personality of Godhead, all our endeavors will remain futile. So let's go a little bit deeper into this subject matter of sun and the related activities of the sun. Little bit we'll touch base on that. So here in the second verse, in the third verse rather, the sun's movement of Uttarayana and Dakshinayana is mentioned. So in Bhagavad Gita also, in the 8th chapter, Lord Sri Krishna mentions there are two different ways one can leave the body. One during Uttarayana and one during Dakshinayana. So many people plan everything to leave their body during Uttarayana, which is more auspicious. When we leave our body during that time, we can never come back. We need not come back to this place of birth and death. And during Dakshinayana means we have the eligibility to go to the moon planet where we can stay for 10,000 years, but again we have to come back to this place of birth and death. So Srila Prabhupada makes a clear statement in his purport that whether we are devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, need not worry about leaving their body during Uttarayana or Dakshinayana. All we have to remember is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord and His devotees always, then the Lord will take care. He will pave the path for us to come back to Him. So we need not worry about Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. So all we have to do is to chant the holy names of the Lord as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just by chanting the holy names of the Lord and rendering devotional service, one can easily cross over without worrying about whether it is Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, Shukla or Krishna. All these things we need not worry about. So this is the fundamental point Srila Prabhupada keeps making throughout his purports. Whatever be the chapter we are talking about, Srila Prabhupada always concentrates on Bhakti Yoga, the simple process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can come to knowledge about everything. We have to understand that everything emanates from Lord Shri Krishna. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante mam buddha bhava samandita. Everything material and spiritual emanates from me. So Lord Krishna says that. So, excuse me. What we have to do is, we have to see, we need not reject anything saying, oh, this is material, I don't want to do this. No. Everything we have to use, dovetail in the service of Lord Shri Krishna. That should be our mood. Our mood should be to dovetail everything in the service of Krishna. We have to see, use our intelligence and see every aspect of this nature to use in the service of Krishna. We should be reminded, okay, this nature is created by Lord Shri Krishna. This is also transcendental. Devihi esha gunamaya. This is transcendental. Devihi esha. Mama maya durateya. So we have to use everything in the service of Lord Shri Krishna. So material nature carries out the orders of the Lord. The duty of the material nature is to carry out the orders of the Lord. Everything is maintained in that orderly way. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So there is a tendency for many to worry, particularly the fruitive those with fruitive mentality. They look into the horoscopes, oh, I have this Rashi, Sani Dasha, this Dasha, oh, Guru is changing, we keep on worrying about it. So, as devotees of Lord Shri Krishna, we need not ignore those things. At the same time, we should concentrate more on our devotional service. Sri Purandara Dasa wrote a beautiful song. I just wanted to quote one small incident. Once Sri Purandara Dasa, he was assisted by Lord Shri Krishna himself. He came in the form of his servant. One early morning when Purandara Dasa was asking a pot of water, then the servant, the Lord in the form of his servant, he came, and then he came little late to meet Sri Purandara Dasa. So Purandara Dasa was little upset. He said, why are you coming so late? I called you so many times. Then he took that water, emptied that pot and hit that that servant on the forehead with that pot. So after that episode was over. After some time, when Purandara Dasa was planning to go to the temple, he saw in front of the house this his assistant was sleeping. Hare, just now you gave me water, again you went to sleep. What happened to you today? So like that he was inquiring. So that assistant did not know anything. He was just waking up from the bed. So he said, oh Prabhu, I didn't know what you are talking about. I'm just getting up from the bed. Then Purandara Dasa is gone mad, something like that. Then he went to the temple. When he went to the temple, the Pandarinath temple there, Lord Vittal, the presiding deity there, he was standing like this. two hands on his hip, standing on a brick. There is a different story why he is standing on a brick, which we'll cover later on. So he's standing there, and then all the devotees there, they were all so tensed. They were all so tensed because the blood is flowing from his forehead, from the forehead of Lord Vitthala. So the head pujari, the in charge of the temple, he was also worried. He was going around, what to do, what is happening here? Some aparadha has taken place, I do not know what is happening here. So that time Purandaradasa entered there, then the head pujari asked, what happened? What happened to Lord Vitthala? Why blood is flowing from his forehead? Then Purandaradasa did not know. Then few others were there, they started telling, oh, there is some graha dosha for Vitthala. What? From graha dosha for Lord Vitthala. So Purandaradasa was so surprised and shocked about the mentality and mind frame of this individual. How can there be graha dosha for Lord Vitthala? Vitthala is the supreme personality of Godhead. And all the grahas are under the control of the supreme personality of Godhead. How can there be graha dosha for Lord Vitthala? So saying that, he sang a beautiful song. That song goes like this. Sakala graha, all the grahas, all the planets are emanating from you. How can there be dosha for you? A very beautiful song. After he sung this song with so much of mood and devotion, and all the blood stopped coming from the forehead. So the point Sri Purandaradasa is making here is, the Lord is the ultimate controller of all the planetary positions. What we have in our horoscope at the time of birth is based on our previous activities. When we take birth, so many different constellations and stars and planets occupy certain particular point based on which we get the predetermined activities, predetermined karma we get, reactions for those karma we get. But when we surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead completely, then all these things are changed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or the intensity of these impacts are significantly reduced. So one need not go behind horoscopes, oh, my star is like this, my star is like that. No, we have to depend on Krishna, Guru Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, and we need not worry about too much about these grahas. These are only indicators. We can change this by our devotion, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. All these things can be brought in a particular orderly way so that we can go back home, back to Godhead very easily. So, see, at the end of the day, all we have to remember is Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu Vismartavyam Na Jatacha. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So the primary principle is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. The secondary principle is all the rules and regulations enjoined in the scriptures should be subservient to the primary principle, which is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So if you follow only the rules and regulations, which is a secondary principle, and leave out the primary principles of remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna, then we'll be doing mechanical activities which will always be futile for us. So we have to realize Krishna by seeing the nature also. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is the sun, the radiant sun. What is that verse? Jyotir Ravi Amshuman Rasoham Apsukam Teya Jyoti Ravi Amshuman. So Jyoti Ravi Amshuman. He is, Ravi means sun, Amshuman means radiant sun. Who? Krishna. Lord Krishna himself comes as a radiant sun. the Lord's eyes, the sun is coming from the power of the eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we see the sun God every day, we should be remembering Lord Sri Krishna, because it's the eyes of the Lord, eyes of Lord Vishnu. So each and every aspect of the nature we should relate to Krishna. Otherwise we will be lost totally. So we know the analogy about a blind man. Blind men, when they perceive the elephant, different blind men perceive the elephant very differently. But when they get the guidance from the man with vision, they get little bit of idea about the elephant. But still they cannot understand fully what elephant is unless the Lord gives the vision. Similarly, the structure of the universe, the physiology of the entire cosmic manifestation, cosmology, all these things can be understood only in relation to Krishna if Krishna provides us the necessary vision, knowledge and understanding. Because everything is coming from Krishna. So we have to depend on Krishna to understand his creation, to understand his energy, to understand himself. All this knowledge comes only from Krishna, only by rendering devotional service to the Lord, all these aspects can be understood. But our senses are not suitable for that. Although the scientists are going behind so many different aspects of the physical nature of the cosmic manifestation, but still, since our senses are imperfect, we cannot perceive it properly. That is why Srila Rupa Goswami says, Ada Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Grahyam Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivadu Swayam Evaswarthaka. So he says, Ada Sri Krishna Namadi. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, by using these senses, one can understand easily everything. Otherwise, these blunt senses cannot make us realize any of these things. So we have to use our senses in the service of the Lord all the time. Then we can understand. We have to relate everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead using these senses. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very easy method. We need not worry about, whether it's day or night, or whether I'm pure or impure, all these things we need not worry about. Simply we have to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant these holy names in the devotional mood, Lord Krishna says, he will give the knowledge and intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I will give you the knowledge. I will give the light of knowledge through which you can come to me. So, we have to depend on the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate authority and the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Srila Prabhupada and all his followers, so that we can understand all these things, aspects in relation to Lord Sri Krishna, not independent of Lord Sri Krishna. When we understand everything in relation to Lord Sri Krishna, then we can have the complete picture, how insignificant we are, and how supreme the Lord, his energy and his creations are. Hare Krishna. Any comments for questions? There are so many senior devotees who can give wonderful answers. We can add on a few things. Hare Krishna. You want me to read the summary of the chapter? This chapter informs us of the movements of the sun. The sun is not stationary. It is also moving like other planets. The sun's movements determine the duration of night and day. When the sun travels north of the equator, it moves slowly during the day and very quickly at night, thus increasing the duration of the daytime and decreasing the duration of night. Similarly, when the sun travels south of the equator, the exact opposite is true. The duration of the day decreases and the duration of the night increases. When the sun enters Karkata Rashi, Cancer, and then travels to Simha Rashi, Leo, and so on through Dhanu Rashi, Sagittarius, Its course is called Dakshinayana, the southern way, and when the sun enters Makara Rashi, Capricorn, and thereafter travels through Kumbha Rashi, Aquarius, and so on through Mithuna Rashi, Gemini, its course is called Uttarayana, the northern way. When the sun is in Mesha Rashi, Aries, and Tula Rashi, Libra, the duration of the day and night are equal. On Manasottara mountain, or the abodes of four demigods, east of Sumeru mountain is Devadhani, where King Indra lives. The south of Sumeru is Samyamani, the abode of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Similarly, the west of Sumeru is Nimalochani, the abode of Varuna, the demigod who controls the water. And north of Sumeru is Vibhavari, where the demigod of the moon lives. Sunrise, noon, set, sunset, and midnight occur in all these places because of the movements of the sun. Diametrically opposite the place where the sunrise takes place and the sun is seen by human eyes, the sun will be setting and passing away from the human vision. Similarly, the people residing diametrically opposite the point where it is midday will be experiencing midnight. The sun rises and sets with all the other planets, headed by moon and other luminaries. The entire Kala Chakra or wheel of time is established on the wheel of sun god's chariot. This wheel is known as Samvatsara. The seven horses pulling the chariot of the sun are known as Gayatri, Brihati, Ushnik, Jagati, Trishtup, Anushtup, and Pankti. They are harnessed by a demigod known as Arunadeva to a yoke 900,000 yojanas wide. Thus, the chariot carries Aditya Deva, the sun god, always staying in front of the sun god and offering their prayers or 60,000 sages known as Valikilyas. There are 14 Gandharvas, Apsaras, and other demigods who are divided into seven parties and who perform ritualistic activities every month to worship the super soul through the sun god according to different names. Thus, the sun god travels through the universe for a distance of 95.1 million yojanas, that is 760.8 million miles, at a speed of 16,004 miles at every moment. Hare Krishna.
Regarding sun god, one question. The sun god has called as a king in the whole planetary system. In the Atharvana Veda, and also regarding when sun will come, regarding Rahu will also come. Called as Ardhakayam Mahavirjam Chandra Aditya Vimardhana. So normally when sun god will come, at the same time Rahu also come. What is the main reason Krishna given that much of power? Who will, only one can stop in the whole samvatsara? Why given that much of power? Chandra Aditya Vimardhana. So no one can stop.
I'm not sure about the answer for the question you are asking, so I request one of the assembled senior Vaishnavas to address this. Thank you. Janivas Prabhu would like to answer. Anyone else would like to try to answer this technical point? Sorry, but we have to check this out ourselves. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Gaur.